It's Sunday on One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. Here are all the poems from this week. A chance to listen again or catch what you missed. Happiness. If you are out there chasing happiness, then I want you to remember this. If you're chasing it, it's definitely not yours. Happiness is not somewhere out there. It's hidden in those small moments around you, the one you don't notice very often. And sometimes, you don't even have to find it. You can create it. Why wait for someone else to bring you happiness when you can be that person yourself? Do the things you've wanted to do for so long. Try that new drink before it's off the menu. Watch that movie before it leaves the theater. Buy yourself the flowers you always wanted. Go. Now. Why are you still here? By Navya Chowdhury. I promise. When you are sad, it feels that is who you are. You are not the sad of a hard day, nor the sad of a loved one gone too soon. You are a sad that is in your blood, cold and slow. A depression deeper than the depths of rock bottom. Rock bottom becomes your safety net. And when it is not deep enough to relate to the pain within your own walls, you scrape with your nails to get even deeper into the depths of your own sorrow. Days are warped. Time is too fast, yet manages to be miserably slow. The perfunctory lives of those around you drive you into an underworld of isolation that you feel as if you don't want to come up from. And not all do. We lose many from sadness. Inner war that comes with no peace treaty. Anger and traumas, many grow so numb to. An inner frustration with no exit point. Sadness is us, and we are sadness. Some of us get cold to the darkness, or curious of the light up above. Some of us start climbing, knowing that no fall could be as damaging as the darkness below we once knew so, so well. The lives of routine we once feared became the lives of ambition, prosperity, resilience, and strength we learned to admire most. To feel the warmth of the light and know it was never too far. To feel the sadness seep out of the very veins that once held it. To be full of so much brightness, no darkness could outweigh what is within. To be okay with the darkness and look forward to the light. To be so whole. To be so happy. It is possible. Find your light. And accept your darkness. Growth happens there. I promise. By Riley Hope McFetters. Aloof poof. Jump off the roof is proof. They use the news to deduce and reduce the abuse. Thrown and blown our way while we moan and groan. Unable to table the insatiable desire for the fable that makes us weaker. Bleaker, yet we are eager. For we have aligned, misaligned our brains to malign images that damages and abscond our privileges. By Lua. Rooted. Women are queens, men are kings, well, along with the throne, you need to have that crown. Take a journey down a path where the end will have you feeling like gold. Gold, ha ha. I know being rich is the goal. This type of rich is going to come from your soul. So, the gold won't be shiny nor rectangular shaped. It's going to weigh the same as you, nothing more. There's a pulse. Take your hand, place on your chest. Do you feel that? Close your eyes. Take a breath. Ha, ha. Still not there yet. Breathe as if you're a vehicle approaching them yellow flashing lights. A little bit slower, in through the nose, from gut to chest it rose, out the mouth it goes, a breath so powerful. Meditation, breath control, anger, hurt, and pain, the body'll let go, it's on you to stay in the zone. Clear the mind, the thoughts should stop, as if time froze. Go on, give it a try, let your body take a ride on this road. Personal growth. Get
rooted.
The season of returning. I fell into winter, a quiet collapse of light. Bare branches above me, and silence heavy as snow. The frost took my laughter, the wind took my name, and I drifted through the cold, like breath caught between worlds. But the earth, she never forgot me. She hummed beneath the ice, a low song, ancient and patient. Even the seed must sleep before it blooms. And I listened, still and small, to her steady heartbeat below. The rain returned, soft as mercy, washing sorrow from my hands. The wind tangled in my hair and whispered, home, as the ground beneath me stirred with life, shivering, stretching, reaching for the sun. Moss clothed my sorrow, petals crowned my scars. I did not burst into life, I unfolded, I became. Rebirth is not thunder, it's rhythm. A heartbeat beneath soft soil. A river remembering its song. It's the body learning warmth again. The soul relearning grace. Now I move with the earth's own music. I am green where I was gray. River where I was stone. Light where I was pain. I have returned. Not as who I was, but as everything I was meant to become. And when the dawn brushes my skin, I do not hide. I open wide, like the first flower of spring, singing softly to the sun. I am here. I am whole. I am light again. By Lara. The Anatomy of Dawn. Do not mistake the smile for light. It is merely how we hide the mourning of what never had a funeral. Grief, it does not arrive or leave, it resides. Like a second pulse beneath the one we claim to feel. I have carried it. You know the quiet dissonance of appearing alive while the soul rehearses its own absence. There are days I speak, but every word drips through a sieve of silence. And you, perhaps, know this kind of breathing too. Yet, even stillness grows restless. Even darkness remembers the shape of dawn. So I began. Not running, but returning to the small certainties I once abandoned, a breath that does not tremble, a thought that does not ache to end. Freedom did not come in thunder. It arrived like forgiveness, a slow unburdening, a light learning the contours of my name again. And in that moment, I was not the same. I was the echo remade into a voice, the ashes remembering they were once flame. Now, when I speak, my words are not a sieve but a garden. The air hums with what I chose to reclaim. I have returned, not unscarred, but luminous from within the wounds. This, dear reader, is not survival. It is the anatomy of dawn. By Saliha Najib. One more step. I'm worried you might be missing it. I'm worried you might be living through it all and not really living it. I'm worried you can't smell it. I'm worried you don't pull it close and smother yourself. Will you remember how she always smelled of milk and the way her cry would squeak early in the morning? Or how she first said Daddy and then her own name? How she needed us for everything and then one day didn't? I thought I'd be better prepared, that we could mark it on the calendar and celebrate. But it snuck up on me. She learned to dress herself, feed herself, pick up after herself. And I forgot what I was here to teach her, and started learning what I was here to teach myself. We hold on to the parts that we think come first, but the order doesn't go how we imagine. Time is tricky. The hand that pulls you forward isn't always your own. By Maggie Devers. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.